This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Donna Goodell, D-O-N-N-A-G-O-O-D-E-L-E. Date of birth 11-09-1944. Date of appointment 10-21-2025. Requesting physician Melissa Patello. M-E-L-I-S-S-A-P-A-T-I-L-L-O-N-P. Dear Melissa Patello, I have the pleasure of seeing Donna Goodell today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 81 years old. A right-handed Caucasian woman who came to my office with his son. She fell 1.5 years ago, had subdural hematoma, went to Albany Medical Center. Subdural hematoma was removed. Now she cannot go back to Albany Medical Center because they don't take her insurance. She is unsteady on the feet. She fell over the cabinet. Feels lightheaded mostly when sitting up or standing. CT of the head done on 10-3-23. Please rewrite again. CT of the head done on October 3rd, 2025 shows re-demonstration of a mixed density subdural collection with some probable superimposed chronic dural thickening along the left cerebral convexity measuring up to 6 mm in thickness, which appear essentially unchanged compared to prior exam on February 10, 2025. No mass effect. Past medical history. History of head injury, hypertension, vitamin D deficiency, cirrhosis of the liver. Gait instability, blurred vision, history of double vision, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, mellitus, anxiety, overactive bladder, GERD, obesity, hypertensive chronic kidney disease, cervical radiculopathy, hypothyroidism, past surgical history, craniotomy, evacuation of the subdural hematoma, shoulder surgery, cholecystectomy, allergy, penicillin, metformin, medication, acetaminophen, aspirin, atorvastatin, 20 mg cholecalciferol, insulin, levothyroxine, loratadine, magnesium oxide, meclizine, omeprazole, sertraline, 50 mg daily, sertagliptin, toltirodine, socialisti, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, she is retired, she is widow, lives alone, have three children, family esteem, mother deceased at age 52 due to emphysema, father deceased at age 84 due to pneumonia, two sister, one brother, one sister deceased due to emphysema, other has hypertension. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having lightheadedness, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 200 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial symmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronated drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4 in the upper extremity and 0/4 in lower extremities. Ataxic, Ramberg test positive, assessment and plan, 81-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, subdural hematoma on the left side. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, dizziness and lightheadedness. Next paragraph, her dizziness can be due to low blood pressure and fall is can be due to peripheral neuropathy and gait ataxia. She already had a CT of the head done this month. I will repeat CT of the head in 1 year or earlier if any problem arise. Right now patient is stable. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 year.